two of the projects in the Democratic Bullock administration's major infrastructure proposal are to take care of Montana's veterans. Welcome to Capital Connections. I'm Jackie Yamanaka. Republican Representative Ray Shaw of Sheridan is a legislator who rarely speaks. But when the discussion turns to veterans issues, his passion ignites. In this program, he talks about why, beginning with this U.S. Air Force Veterans Service in Vietnam.
Well, first of all, I was very proud to serve my country, first and foremost. If I got asked to go back today, I would, but that's not possible, of course. My experience in the Air Force, I was in Vietnam for a year. I made some... I want to back up just a second.
Mm-hmm.
When you come from small-town America, from Sheridan, Montana, and all of a sudden your life changes and your world changes, when we were asked to go and asked to serve, it was all of us. It was every nationality from every part of the country. And I'll be very honest, some of those nationalities I had never seen before or had the opportunity to meet. But it didn't take very long. You know, we were 19, 20, we were just young guys. So it didn't take us very long to become very good friends. And when we got through boot camp and those sorts of things, and then especially when you got to Vietnam, that's a whole different world, big time. You took care of each other. You watched each other's back, let's put it that way. Some of the things I was involved in were, I just will tell everybody, I was a dog handler. That wasn't what I originally signed up to be when I went in the Air Force, but when Uncle Sam said, here, we're changing your orders, there's not a whole lot you could do about that.
Right.
But
right.
When you get put together with a group of guys, and there were 120 dogs on this Air Force base, which was Phan Rang Air Force Base, you watched out for one another. We had a big task. We guarded an Air Force base at night that was 26 miles around. So your learning curve was sort of like becoming a legislator. You learned very quickly, and you had to learn very quickly. And as time progressed, did I lose some very good friends? Yes, I did. But when I got back home, your world changes again. I don't know how much time we have, but I have a story I need to tell you. We were the first bunch of guys, not all dog handlers, it was people from all over the base. And we had Army detachments there and Air Force. And so when we were the first group to be flown out as a group. So we practiced for a couple days because that plane came in with no lights. There were no runway lights on, nothing, because we didn't want to know, we didn't want our, let's put it this way, our enemy to know that that was going on, because it was the first time. And it didn't make any difference whether you were a sergeant, which I was when I was got out of there, or you were a general. When you lined up to get, we practiced and practiced. When we lined up to get on the airplane, it didn't make any difference what seat you took, who you sat by, be quiet, get on the plane, sit down. We didn't have time. The plane was still running. So it was very orderly. We got on, we sat down. There were numerous stewardess there, men and women. They didn't have to tell us what to do because we knew. We were already told. So we get on the plane and we start taxiing. And it's very quiet. That cabin was like you could hear a pin drop. And so we're taxiing, and all of a sudden he puts the power to it, and away we go. And I will never forget this moment as long as I live, when he turned out over the South China Sea and the lights came on. He said, "Welcome home." That plane about exploded. I mean, with cheers and hugs and whatever you could imagine. One funny thing, the first thing that we finally kind of got sat down again, there were three seats on either side, and of course they were going to treat us like we should have been treated. And we, the first thing we got was a quart of milk, you know, which everybody wanted, because our milk there and some of those things were not real good. So we had a fantastic flight. They fed us like you couldn't imagine. So we eventually end up in Seattle, and you get off the plane, and then all of a sudden you're back in the military again. I mean, you had that, you know, mm-hmm. that all to go through, get your luggage in, and make sure you knew where you were, you know, just back again, which was fine. We're used to that. And there were about six of us that had become very close friends. And we were so happy to put our feet back on this great country's soil. Then all of a sudden our world changed again. Vietnam era veterans are the veterans that got left behind, literally. We started to, we're just kids. We were so happy to be home, and we were all six of us going to go eat something and just enjoy each other for a little while longer. And we're walking down through one of the halls, or you know, to get to our planes and to an area. And our world came apart because we didn't expect what happened to us. We were spit on. They were throwing things at us, and the six of us, like I said to begin with, we were back to back because we didn't know what to do. We were in shock. We didn't expect to be treated like that. So there were some security finally showed up and helped us, and kind of the way we went, but we were all appalled at what was happening to us, or what had happened to us. So when we finally got through with that and we went to get on, we were from all over the country. We were from Pennsylvania, Louisiana, Montana, Texas, New York. And so we all went our separate directions. And we were all shocked. We didn't expect that, you know. We didn't expect to, you know, bans and all of that stuff, but we didn't expect to be put down. We were asked to go. That was our duty. And we went. But what happened to us after we got home was certainly not expected and not appreciated. So even when I got on the plane to head to Bozeman, America, it wasn't the most pleasant ride I ever had. I mean, people were still, you know, you would think, you know, that things would, and it did a little bit, not everyone, but there were people that essentially pushed you out of the way.
Did you get that reception when you landed in Montana?
No.
Okay.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
It was kind of cold, a little bit, the feeling. But I had friends there and so on. And when I got back to the Ruby Valley, I was home. It was a whole nother reception. It was like we are in Montana. We respect one another. We love one another. We take care of one another. And that's what I got when I got home. A thank you. I didn't get, you know, that's where I live. And that's where most of the veterans in this state live, in those kind of communities. But as my years went on, I really took veterans' issues to heart. We have a lot of, I belong to veterans organizations, and we look out, it's the same thing, we still look out for one another. We help people that don't have proper homes or need help, or if they, you know, to do anything we can for those people, and we will forever. That's our culture here. So let's go to the veterans' home.
Right, the Southwest Montana Veterans Home, which keeps coming up. I mean, we heard in the hearing for House Bill 14 that, I mean, this has roots back to the 90s. And it's come up even here in your tenure at the legislature, and it gets turned down.
Yes, it just amazes me. I don't understand what people aren't seeing. We're not building the Taj Mahal. We're building a facility. I think there would be 66 beds there. I think that's the number. We need this. The state has already put up $5 million. Okay? That's been there. That's sitting there. But if it doesn't get used at a certain point, it's going to go away. So, with the bill for the Veterans Home in Butte, it is a bridge loan. We have to remember where we are. We're Montana. Are we the greatest state in the Union? Of course we are. But when it comes to the federal government, we don't rank very highly. Okay? I mean, projects are going to be funded in other places before they do here. We do have our senators and our representative that have been working on this to get that loan to us, or get that money to us, so we can start construction of this much-needed facility. And I think, and I'm hoping, and I'm praying that this time we can get that accomplished, to get that money so we can break ground and have a home for veterans that need that facility. And why do we want it in Southwest Montana? There are a large number of veterans in our population that need that care, that can't go anyplace else. That, I mean, yes, we can stuff them in a nursing home, or we can do those sorts of things with them, but that's not where they need to be.
Right, and their families are close.
And their families are close there. Our families can come and visit. And it's, Butte's a great place for it. We will have a fantastic staff. The ground has already been donated. The utilities and all that stuff have been put in. We have a piece of ground, 10 acres, sitting there that we need this facility on for our veterans. It is just appalled me that we haven't been able to get that done. But I think this time, through our testimonies and through, you know, now Representative Keene, but Senator Keene and Senator Sesso and myself and Ryan Lynch and Senator Wellborn and Senator Tom Welsh, or Representative Tom Welsh, we have worked very hard to do this. and to get the message out that we need this. You saw the veterans in the meeting.
I saw the testimony, and I wanted to ask you about a particular testimony where this individual said, how can you say thank you to veterans and then look them in the eye and deny this?
Yeah.
Then that thank you is meaningless.
Yes.
I want to ask you, because I'm not sure, the Vietnam-era veterans did not, as you just said, your personal story, did not get the thank yous that I'm seeing the veterans today. I can walk into any airport, I can see a man or woman in uniform, and complete strangers come up to them and just say, thank you for your service.
And I would be the first guy to be there to thank them also.
But you know, again, you didn't have that. But you've got legislators that are sitting there, and this is something you get personally emotional over, and that, you know, they may say thank you and then turn around and say, I can't support this bill.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I just shake my head when that happens, because we're not asking the state of Montana to give us this money forever. It's a loan. We will pay it back. And The one thing that people don't seem to understand is we have some World War II veterans that can use that facility, men and women, that it's a place that they can all gather and all be together and have lived the same lives through the military and so on. I just know it's going to be the warmest, nicest place in the country. And out of respect to them, we need to do that. But I'm going to go one step further. You just spoke about the young men and women that are coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan or wherever. There are places you and I don't even know they are. A lot of those folks have lost limbs. They have PTSD, they have all of those issues. This is a place they can go and feel comfortable and be taken care of. And I just can't imagine the day we open the doors there. I'm going to be right there and welcome every person that wants to come in. It's so important to me we're honoring them. And at the same time, we're honoring their families. That's the other thing. Sometimes we kind of forget the sacrifice that our veterans' families have gone through. It's huge. But let's have a place where we can put these veterans and help them, and also have it close in my area where families can come and visit and friends. That's hugely important. Some of these people they're not forgotten. They're just kind of in places they shouldn't be. Let's give them that place.
Certainly, as I've mentioned, this is not the first time you've spoken as a proponent for this. And do you understand why the opponents vote no? Can you see their point of view?
I guess a simple answer would be no. I can't. I don't understand. It's like we're going to take that money and run with it and never pay it back. I don't understand that part of it. How can I sit and look at the veterans in Southwest Montana and say, well, they didn't give it to us again, and give them an answer of why? I can't. I don't understand it. It's something I've never understood. And the first time it came up when I was here, I went, wow, this is a no-brainer. And all of a sudden it's like, what? We'll get it done.
Do you take it personally too, because...
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, again, you're a Vietnam-era veteran.
Yeah, I absolutely do. And I know some guys in that are my age or a little bit younger that were in Vietnam and even a little bit older. I'm only 29, by the way. that need this facility, and they don't understand. Like I belong to VFW in Sheridan, and there are quite a big bunch there. There's those organizations in every one of my little communities in my house district in Beaverhead County, and they look at us and go, why? Why will they not do this? Why will they not help us? Why us meaning not the guys that are out and about and doing well and stuff, but why will they not help the folks that need help?
And what do you tell them?
Shrug my shoulders and look at them and say, I don't have a clue. I don't understand. I actually think they're never going to get the money back, and it's a waste of state money and on, but I guess my attitude toward those people is, then you've never served in the military, you've never served overseas, you've never had friends die, or, you know, they don't see that part of it, and it's sad. It just is really sad. You know, I wish we could have more of these facilities all over the state, because there are veterans all over the state that need this. And the other thing, this land was donated. Everything is, I mean, people have bent over backwards to get this to happen, and we cannot get a bridge loan? Are you kidding me? It's just something I can't believe. If you heard Representative Keene and his closing on his bill the other day, and he mentioned Senator Ankeny and I, that we were the forgotten guys. Guess what? Senator Ankeny, I don't care about that. We appreciate his comments, but we don't care about that. We want to help the guys and ladies that need the help. That's why we're so adamant about getting this done. Come on, let's step up. We're not going to take whatever. We're not exactly sure what the amount is yet. I don't know what amount was in the bill. That may change. But step up and help us. We're going to give you the money back. It's not going, you know. We're not going to head out of town with it. So step up and help us.
I want to turn to the other project that you're also supporting that would help veterans. Veterans who want to go back to school. They want to go back to school at Montana State University. And this is a component of the renovation for Romney Hall at Montana State University.
It's something that let's back just a little bit. It's going to have 1,100, 1,200 classroom seats, which is huge. Montana State is growing. It's one of the best universities in the country. That's why it's growing. Look at the programs they have there. It's amazing. And, of course, I'm a big Cat fan, so go Cats. But at the same time, within Romney Hall, and there is a Veterans Center. Let's face it. These young men and these young women that are coming back are trying to get back into society, get back into the a way of life that will help them. So part of Romney Hall will have a veterans study area where people will help them to, you know, I mean, it's a tough deal. I mean, when you're coming from where they've been, these young men and women, and what they have done and the sacrifices they have given, it's a different life. They want to better themselves, or they wouldn't be wanting to go to college, okay? They want to better themselves. So if we can help those students in that particular veterans area, and there are going to be computers, there's going to be everything, there are going to be people there to help them with their studies, and let's face it, their minds are probably not completely clear of everything they have gone through in 4 years or whatever time they were in the military, So they need a pat on the back and some help. We're not going to leave them. University's not, the MSU's not going to leave them. They're going to help those students. They're going to help them with their classes. They haven't been in college. They haven't been studying. They've been on a battlefield or wherever they were taken. It is some place they can go and be comfortable and get the help. And walk, you know, they can walk through into that center and feel comfortable and know that there is someone there that they can reach out to for help. What is wrong with that? Huh? I love it. I just, you know, a lot of people don't want Romney Hall done for another thing, one reason or the other. It's a, you know, I've toured it, I've given tours there, all right, to show people what's there now and explain to them and have all this stuff to explain how great a facility this is going to be. And if you really look at the dollars and cents, it's for the number of classrooms we're getting and a number of the help areas there are going to be, not just for veterans in there. There are going to be areas that are classrooms, but there are going to be areas there that will help students with their studies and so on, and help them, you know. That's another place that's a no-brainer. So let's help our veterans again with a facility there where they're going to get a pat on the back and say, how can I help you, young man or young lady? And that's what MSU is all about. They will help those. They will help those veterans. And once again, let's go. You know, I don't get it. We think possibly that it looks a little better this time. We don't know that. You know, let's face it. The state's not as flush as we'd like it to be money-wise. So, but there are some things that, you know, and the other thing, let's back up a little bit. When we're going to renovate Romney Hall, that's going to create jobs, which are very important. It's going to create an atmosphere on that. Here's that building just sitting there. It's a gorgeous old building. So let's put a shining star on top of it and say, hey, this is what we can do as Montana, and make it some place that we can all be proud of, you know. And I certainly will be, you know, because we need those classroom spaces, you know, and what a better place to do that.
Well, unfortunately, Representative Shaw, we are out of time, but I want to thank you so much for coming in and sharing your personal story and your passion for veterans issues at the Montana Legislature. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Go Cats.
You've been listening to Capital Connections. Thank you for joining me. I'm Jackie Yamanaka. You can find this and past programs, as well as links and other resources, on our website, ypradio.org. Our theme music is by the Alex Nauman Trio. Capital Connections is a production of YPR News.